Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, we have been talking about how to instill faith in your children from a couple of episodes. And Brother Miqdad told us that he would guide us through 7 easy steps. And we talked about there should be a good family life. There should be parents instilling habits with patience and lenience and manners. Then the third point that we talked about was creating the sense of belonging in their children through creating a strong Muslim identity. And then we talked about the mosque centrality, how mosque could play a central role in their lives. And then we talked about growing in knowledge. That was the fifth point, where Brother Miqdad said you should create a thirst of knowledge in your children and then equip them with the right knowledge so that they have answer for all the doubts, create an understanding, and parents should understand that their children are living in a world where they can face with the individuals who are from different faith or individuals who doubt a lot or question a lot. So for that reason, children should be equipped with enough knowledge, and they should understand the purpose of life. They should understand why they follow a particular sect or a particular religion, and they should have a proper understanding about all these facts. Now, these were the 5 points Brother Miqdad guided us through. What are the other points to instill faith in our children?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The 6th point that I'd like to mention in relation to how to plant the seed of faith in our children is what we call active with a sense of achievement. What I mean by this is that one of the things that we need to realize is an idle mind is the source of a lot of bad things. An idle mind, a mind that is not active, a mind that has a lot of free time, will naturally be inclined towards moral vices. When we're naturally inclined towards doing things that are wrong, doing things that are not befitting the human perfection. And so a very important point over here is to always make sure that we keep our children busy. We keep our children active in different activities.
Right.
And the more we do this, the more we involve our children in different activities, we're avoiding the situation where they are in a state where they've got nothing to do, where they feel bored, or they don't feel that they have anything to do, right? On the contrary, you find that these children who are active, they're always busy doing some things. Obviously, in a balanced way, certain things are physical, certain things are mental, certain things are social. A different balance of different activities, but the whole day they are active doing certain things. They're not idle, wanting to spend their time on the phone, just going through social media or watching TV, just snapping this video from that video, or just roaming around the house, not doing anything. The more we keep our children busy, the more we really helping them to then have a sense of achievement, which I'll talk about, and really pave the way for a strong faith.
Yes, that was really very important. And it really needs efforts for parents to, you know, instill those things into the child, to keep them busy with better things, to keep their mind occupied, to keep them occupied physically. Well, we'll talk more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Meghdad, and we're talking about how to instill faith in your children. We talked about 5 points, and now we are discussing the 6th point. The brother said there should be active life in our children, and they should not have idle or free time. So brother is giving us more explanation.
The point that I want to really bold and emphasize is the sense of achievement. One of the things that really stands out in children that have faith and that maintain their faith and are strong in their faith is the amount of self-confidence that they have, or self-esteem that they have. And we find this in Islam as well, that Islam talks about the izzah of the nafs, right? The mu'minin, the believer, has a sense of izzah, the sense of honor, the sense of value, the sense of feeling important. And so we need to create this sense of feeling important and feeling that they have value in our children. And this can be achieved through being active, through seeing the results in their efforts. And this is why when I said the 6th point in terms of faith, it's active with a sense of achievement, that we involve our children in different activities. And by being active and then seeing the fruits of their activities, this brings about a sense of achievement. They feel productive.
Okay.
Children that are idle, children that are lazing about, not doing anything, they don't feel productive. And that leads them to then feel unimportant, or feeling unworthy, or feeling they don't really have an important role to play in this family or even in society. And this then leads to them towards negative things and away from the faith. Islam wants children to grow up feeling that they have a sense of responsibility, that they are important for their family, for their community. And this is when they see that when they're active, they are doing certain things, and these things are having a positive impact on them and also a positive impact on others as well. And when they see this, they have a sense of achievement, a sense of productivity, which then leads them to then having a good sense, a good feeling about themselves. And this leads them to then
ultimately being a better human being who is helpful for the family and as well as for the community.
So in order to achieve this, a couple of points. Firstly, obviously, when we talk about not being idle, it requires us to really place the television and mobile phones and computers and laptops as something that is not central to our family life, right? TV can be watched. We watch cartoons and movies, etc.
But there should be screen times.
There should be time for it, and it should be central to our life, right? We do a lot of different things, and then sometimes we also watch TV.
Okay.
That's firstly. Secondly, as much as you can, involve your children in different activities in a balanced way. So it can be sports, as much as we can involve children in sports, especially as they grow older, right? Children who are 9, 10, 11, 12, and they're entering teenagehood, it's essential that they do plenty of sports, right? It should be good sports. So football is not always the best of sports. Martial arts, gymnastics, swimming, they're very important sports. As much as we can involve children in sports is really important. It really plays a big part in not just their physical building and their physical growth, but also their emotional growth as well, the psychological growth as well. Sports should be a big part of our children,
right,
both for boys as well as for girls as well, although boys more than girls.
Right. So we'll talk about the topic more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Brother McDowell and we're talking about some beautiful points. How to instill faith in your children. Well, we are discussing the sixth point. Brother McDowell said he will guide us through 7 points. The sixth point is being active with a sense of achievement. Brother McDowell said it's not really good that children are idle, because the idle mind is actually a house for shaitan and negative things come in. So we should be trying as parents to make our children busy as much as possible, and watching television screen times and all, that should not be the main time. That should be involved in the leisure time, and they should make use of their time beautifully through different ways that Brother McDowell guided us. So Brother McDowell, what more is there?
We talked about sports. Keeping and involving children in sports is very important. But not just sports. As we said, it's important to keep them active in different, in a balanced way. So involving children in learning different skills is also very nice. So sometimes related to arts, so drawing, sketching,
Calligraphy,
for example. You also have computer science, programming, video editing, all these things related to skills that are related to the computer, AI, etc. So yeah, there's different types of skills to encourage our children to take part in these classes, in these workshops. Allows them to feel this. One is that they're active. Two is a sense of achievement is built, because they're learning a lot of skills that they can then use in the different activities they're involved in, whether it's at mosque, whether it's at home. The point being is that children after school and after their homework and after their reading should be active. A child's day should be filled. There's a very nice scene that I mentioned before as well, that children, when it comes to nighttime, they should be really tired. They should get into bed with a sense of tiredness and a sense of like, I've done so much today and I need to go to sleep.
Right. So they should get this sense of sleep themselves by being so active during the day. And parents should help them see the sense of achievement by helping them be more productive, having that feeling of being productive for themselves as well as for the community. That was all time we had for today. Thank you so much, Brother McDowell, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir, and you can also go to the official website to listen to our programs, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our programs there. In case you want to listen to our programs on social media platforms, just search Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.